From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. When you were a kid and someone asked you what you wanted to be when you grew up, did you ever think to say billionaire? Well, making money moves is the theme at this year's Youth Economic Development Conference at Miami-Dade College's North and Homestead campuses. It serves over 500 South Florida entrepreneurs. Lily Oppenheimer visited yesterday and reports these kids are showing that there's no excuse for not starting your own business as early as possible.
The conference is put on each year by a community development organization in Miami called Urgent, Inc. One of its missions is to economically empower young people and create a community ripple effect. 13-year-old Taylor Moxie was a keynote speaker. She talked about how she used a small loan from her parents to start her business.
So it didn't start with a huge mass amount of money. It was a $40 loan that I signed on a napkin with my parents, and it was basically like my first contract.
A few years ago, she wrote a book called The Adventures of Taylor the Chef.
I wrote a book. It's kind of funny. It was on Times Square for like 12 hours, and it was like insane. Like, I would have never guessed. Like, if you told 7-year-old Taylor, like, this is happening, I would have been like, that's not true.
After that, she created a foundation that funds pop-up libraries built inside of repurposed shipping containers. Another author at the conference was 10-year-old Delphine Dauphin, who lives in Miramar.
Joy Shimmy Cupcakes is a cupcake business, but I also do like other pastries like cookies and brownies and donuts.
Her first book, called I Am a Kidtrepreneur, was featured at the 2017 Miami Book Fair.
At the Miami Book Fair, I also sold my cupcakes there with my books.
It shares what she calls a few business-minded recipes for young entrepreneurs. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
The conference runs until this coming Friday and awards cash prizes for entrepreneurs to start their own businesses. Funds come from organizations like the Children's Trust. You can check out our website, WLRN.org, for more details. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.